Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy of September 2021. We're going to take a look initially at the energies that may surface for the collective, which we're all a part of, and then we'll take a deeper dive into your personal life path number. So let's go ahead and get started. So September is a 14-5 energy, which of course boils down to a 5 energetic cycle. But that 14 is influential, okay? So we need to keep that in mind, and I'm going to touch on the energies of the 14 as we move through the reading. But ultimately, this is a 5 energetic cycle. So we have a 5 universal year that we're currently moving through in 2021. And now that 5 energy is enhanced by a 5 universal month. So we can expect great changes that occur abruptly and without much notice. So if ever there were a time to be flexible and full of grace for self and others, it's during a 5 universal year coupled with a 5 universal month. So buckle up, baby, because it's about to get bumpy. But in a good way. Okay, so things under a 5 energy move very, very quickly because it's a fast-moving energy, right? So you may see incredible shifts and transformations within your life at this time. You may never have even seen these shifts coming, right? They just seem to come out of nowhere. This energy can sort of see people completely uprooting or changing their entire life story within the blink of an eye. This energy can often feel like a sort of greater power or higher power is sort of taking the wheel and taking over, and life is almost happening to you. Generally, where this ride takes you will lead you to the realization of, oh wow, I never would have thought to do that or to be this, but I'm so glad that I did, right? So it's like, again, it's like this higher power swoops in and hits fast forward on the story, and where you end up, you ultimately realize is a perfect place for you at that time, if that makes sense, right? So that realization may take some time to get to, but understand that when these big shifts come in, they come in to assist, not to penalize. This isn't vindictive energy, it's transformational. Both can feel incredibly challenging, right? To go through. So like, you know, when someone's being vindictive, that's a challenging energy to go through. When you're going through some kind of transformation, that is also incredibly challenging at times. So however, the transformational energy will leave you in a better place from where you started. So you just need to keep that in mind. Whatever challenges you face, whatever you're going through, during this 5 energy that is transformational will leave you in a better place than where you started, okay? Even if it takes a little bit of time. So try not to fight this energy, but rather move with it and work with it the best that you can, okay? So speaking of the 14, remember I said 14 is going to have an influence in this energy because it's the influencing number to the 5. So under the influence of the 14, there's this emphasis placed on modification. So life may feel like, again, like it's happening to you at times, but you can always find ways to modify or work with the energy to make it work for you without fighting it. It's very possible that the modifications that come up for you at this time to be explored or, you know, expanded upon are modifications to self, to relationships, to career, and to lifestyle that have needed to be adjusted for a while. So this isn't necessarily going to blindside you or be surprising, although for some people it might be, right? It might be one of those things where you're sort of stuck in your comfort zone, stuck in a relationship that's toxic, stuck in a belief system or a lifestyle that's toxic, and you don't realize that it needs to be modified or changed. So it might blindside you, right? It might come in quite swiftly and abruptly, and those modifications might be made. And again, it could feel like a whirlwind. But for the most part, these are going to be things where you kind of knew, you had some kind of a sense that they needed to go away, they needed to change, they needed to be modified, right? And chances are you've known that for a while. So this sort of double dose of five energy this month from the 2021 universal five cycle year, and now this September five energy, is simply giving you the gentle shove in the direction you need to be facing, right? So that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. That doesn't mean it's going to be without its challenges. However, the struggles and challenges that you face and overcome during this time, or at least they're initiated during this time, you know, through these modifications will prepare you greatly for the magnificence you're about to step into, right? So again, it's like, it can feel challenging in the moment, but you just have to keep in mind, why is this happening? Why is this coming in? What is this challenge trying to show me? Try to ask yourself as often as possible, what is this challenge trying to show me? What am I meant to learn, right? Why is this modification coming in now? Where is it trying to take me to, and why is it trying to move me beyond the space, right? Because there's always going to be, you know, an answer there. There's always going to be wisdom to extract from that experience, no matter how challenging. And oftentimes the more challenging, the more wisdom to pull from it. So it's the wisdom of the experience that we're meant to carry with us, not the experience itself, right? Sometimes we get stuck up on the experience where we're like, oh, that really sucked, and now I'm going to think about it and complain about it and, you know, sort of fret about it for the next 10 years. Whereas really what the universe is trying to get us to do is to extract the wisdom from that challenging experience and move freely forward, as opposed to trying to lug that whole experience with us forward and sort of replay it, rehash it, you know, hold a grudge, whatever the case may be. So this is going to be a really quick moving, fast energy, you know, with a lot of transformations, right? And so through that experience, not only are we meant to like move ourselves through it and adapt, but we're meant to pull the wisdom from the experience, okay? So a lot going on this month. It's a very intense month. It's a very intense year, right? So I don't really see things slowing down until we get into 2022 at least, right? So if you're looking for a breather, you're probably not going to get it right away, but that's okay, because we're all in the same boat. This is universal energy, so we're all feeling this, baby. So again, proper handling of this 14-5 energetic vibration can produce great wisdom and understanding in your experience. Five energy can be that of, like, again, a testing nature. It's going to test us. It's going to sort of force us to take a closer look at the challenge, the situation, the modification, and where can we extract the wisdom. It's what we choose to do with this energy that will ultimately determine our overall experience, not only now, but moving forward. And so, again, we have a lot of responsibility, but with great power comes great responsibility. So a five energetic cycle is also a perfect time to sort of check in with yourself. This is a checkpoint. See where any imbalances lie. What's working? What isn't? Where do I need to make modifications? What do I need to invest more into? So in numerology, where one energy is the beginning or the initiation, and nine energy the completion or the ending, five energy sits in the middle, and it's the checkpoint. It creates the space and the opportunity to make the necessary changes needed before continuing on in the journey to make certain that the direction we're moving in is the direction we actually want to be a part of, right? You don't want to get all the way to the nine energy and be like, oh crud, I should have switched directions way back at that five energy. And so a lot of times the five energy doesn't force our hand. We always have choice, right? But it will make things very challenging or uncomfortable to help you see what you need to see, right? And so think of this as the checkpoint. This is why we can often see so many intense and abrupt changes, you know, occur during a five cycle, because some of these changes we choose, some with, you know, some of those changes are created for us by a higher power, but all serving to keep us aligned with our soul's highest mission in this lifetime. So the ego craves safety, security, comfort, and the known. The soul came here for so much more, right? If something feels as though it's being uprooted now, taken away, or there's a sense of upheaval, understand that true change is messy and chaotic at times, but on the other side of that chaos sits harmony, sits balance. So we can also see this playing out on the world stage quite dramatically at this time. So much change has to happen at this time in history, and it's during a five cycle that it can appear to be the most chaotic and the most messy. So by dismantling that which is no longer working, that takes some level of destruction and chaos, right, before the calm can enter. So that which is being dismantled often won't go without a fight, but it'll eventually lose steam and recede, right? And that's kind of, like I said, that's what we're seeing sort of play out on the world stage. We really started to see that in the four cycle of 2020. And now it's really coming to accumulation during this five cycle of 2021. And so I suspect that in September, we're going to see even greater manifestations of that chaos, of that dismantling, of those changes. Maybe not the change happening right away, but where it's highlighted where the change needs to happen. It becomes the front and center. There's no more denying it, right? So this five energy will ultimately teach us that the less we resist the change, the more comfortable the process of the change will feel and become. The more we resist the modifications and try to cling to what's no longer needed or no longer working, especially when it's harmful to ourselves or others, then the messier and the more challenging the experience becomes for all involved. So five energy teaches us to be flexible, to be adaptable to the inevitable changes and transformations that, you know, it brings into our lives and that we ultimately face throughout our journeys. So allow September and this five energy to show you where modifications are needed within your life. Allow whatever changes that sweep in, you know, to highlight for you where something was no longer working and needed an overhaul. If these changes aren't happening directly to you, perhaps you can hold space for those who find themselves immersed within this five energy. Perhaps you'll need to be the one creating the change in another person's experience, right? And so regardless, move as gently as possible and take full advantage of this incredibly transformational energy. It's here to help us with swift precision. So keywords this month to keep in mind as you move through this energy, perhaps it can be your mantra, is modification and adaptability. What do I need to modify and how can I be adaptable through the modification? Because I can almost guarantee that there's going to be a lot of modification either taking place this month or highlighted where it needs to take place. And then we're going to start to see that happening. And so the more adaptable that we can be, the more open we can be to the change, the more comfortable the experience will be, and the more that we will gain from the experience, okay? All right, let's take a closer look at the life path number. Life path number 11-2. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all. And let me just tell you, this month there is a lot of change coming in for you all. There's a lot of transformation. But it's all good, okay? And so I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and this is really beautiful. You got swan spirit. And what immediately came in for that is actually quite a bit. So swans are incredibly loyal. They are monogamous. They mate for life. They're very loyal to their family. But what I'm getting from this is, what's interesting is this sense of loyalty, but really loyalty to self. Figuring out what it is actually that you want, what it is that you need. And are you being loyal to that, right? Like, are you recognizing that side of yourself? And are you overcompromising on what you want in life? And not only that, but are you sacrificing what you actually need to accommodate another person's wants, right? And it doesn't have to be necessarily like an intimate relationship. It can be career, you know, partnership, friends, family, you name it. Where are you sort of overlooking or not being loyal to yourself, right? You're being overly loyal to others. I think this is going to be a time where you're going to really need to sort of rein it back in and take a closer look within to ask yourself that question. Where am I overcompromising or sacrificing on what I actually need, right? Because there's a difference between need and want. Wants and desires can be compromised on, right? They can change. Desires often change, right? Things change with experience and circumstances. But what we actually need to thrive, to feel good, to be stable, that we should never compromise on. We should never sort of sacrifice to accommodate or make another person happy, if that makes sense, right? Because then we start to lose that piece of ourselves. We start to step outside of our truth, step outside of our power, and give that away. And so I feel like with Swan's message is where a lot of times I would see this as something external, right? Where it's about relationships or, you know, meeting someone or whatever. I'm really getting the sense, Elevens, that this is very internal. This is very yin-yang energy, very divine masculine, divine feminine energy, but from within. This is you finding your truth, finding your own power, and really standing in that and honoring that. And, you know, if that means that you have to be vulnerable and speak that truth or have those difficult conversations with people, then so be it. But this is about you really finding more of your holistic self, right? Like becoming whole from within, because you're recognizing what it is that you need. You're not basing your value, basing your, you know, who you are on other people's expectations or other people's requirements. So this is really powerful energy with Swan coming through. And this is really a message to, you know, the love of your life, the true other part of you is you, right? And so I feel like for some of you, a big piece of yourself has been missing. And I feel like under this energy this month, you're going to really get an understanding of where it is that you've been sacrificing a big part of yourself, and where you can no longer do that. Like, the time has come to make that modification. You need to put yourself first, in a sense, to become whole before you can start looking to the external for situations to sort of mimic that, if that makes sense. And so really, really powerful energy coming in, Elevens. And that I feel like this is all about you. This is all about you, again, understanding or really having those sort of deeper moments with yourself and figuring out, what do I want? What is, you know, taking that deeper dive and saying, what is it that I need in this lifetime to thrive? What is it that I need in this lifetime to feel like I'm stepping into my own power, to feel like I'm being authentic, and just really owning that sovereignty, right? So this could be a time where, you know, if you think of Swans also, they're always doing a deeper dive. They're always going down to the bottom of the sort of lake to get the yummy nutrients, to get the food that's the best, right? And so I feel like this is going to be a time that can be incredibly healing for you, where, again, you can kind of see, where have I been fragmenting my energy? Where have I been dispersing it to accommodate others or to sort of avoid conflict, or because it's been more comfortable, quote unquote, or felt more secure to sacrifice myself for others. And I think that the time has come to sort of stop doing that and figuring out, like, okay, what do I need and what do I want, right? And where am I willing to compromise and where am I not willing to compromise anymore? And being really firm in that, no matter sort of what the repercussions are of that in the external world, because other people will deal with it. They might not initially deal with it very well, but they will eventually figure it out and deal with it. They have to, right? Especially if you stand firm behind what you need. And you can have those conversations and communicate that to people. Because that's the thing. It's like when we make other people sort of make assumptions, then we allow them to create stories. And when they create stories, that creates an energy and an environment that may or may not be what we had intended for. And so it makes things a lot more easier when we can communicate what we need. And so I just really feel like with Swan Message coming in, this is a call, 11s, to take the time to get to know yourself, right? And sometimes that can be a lifelong journey, obviously. But I feel like the time is going to be now to really sort of hone in on where it is that you've been sort of sacrificing yourself and your needs to accommodate or to live up to somebody else's expectations or desires. And I think that's where this, you know, that focus needs to be so that you can make modifications accordingly. And so I broke the month down into 4 weeks for you all, and I'm definitely seeing how this energy can be coming through. So this reading feels very sort of specific. So this isn't going to resonate with everyone, but this is in a general reading. So it's not really meant to resonate with necessarily everyone, but if it resonates for you, then please take it to heart. Okay. So the first week, I'm definitely seeing a sort of finality to something, some kind of finalization, some kind of major ending. This is interesting because the first and second week sort of cover both finances, like career, purpose, and relationships. First week, it seems very much around like material goods, career, purpose, that sort of thing. I'm seeing sort of like a finalization coming to completion or an understanding or clarity on your part that whatever this is needs to end, that there's something bigger out there for you, and whatever it is that you're in at the moment, whatever comfortable, stable sort of or false sense of security you're currently in needs to come to an end because there's something bigger waiting. And so again, this could be like, again, career, your relationship to money, your relationship with, you know, what you view, how you view yourself and what you're capable of. So again, it's like if you've been keeping yourself small, 11s, this is going to be a time to figure out how to step above and beyond that. Because if you're an 11, you literally came here to share your work with the world in some way, your purpose, your gifts, in some way, to inspire others. That 11 energy is extroverted as hell. It's supposed to be out there. It's supposed to be experienced, seen, heard, right? It's not meant to be tucked away in some little nook and cranny somewhere. Two energy is, you know, your core energy is going to make you feel like you need to sort of be behind the scenes. It's a little bit more introverted, and that's okay. But that 11 energy, if you step into that 11 energy in this lifetime, and there's no guarantee that you will, that's, you know, you have choices. But if you step into that 11 energy in this lifetime, know that you will be seen in some way. Your work, at least, will be out in the public in some way. And so if you currently are doing something, and it doesn't have to be, you know, your career, whatever the case may be, it's we're talking about your creative life force, right? Your creativity. That is what is going to inspire other people. And there's a gift or gifts that you came to this planet with that are very specific and very tuned into that 11 energy and that are meant to be shared with others, with the greater community, with the world. And so I feel like for some of you, this is going to be a turning point. This five universal year, this five universal energy that we're in this month, this is really going to push you. It's going to feel very uncomfortable because if you're doing something or if you're not sharing that creative life force, right, in some way, or if you're not inspired, right, that's another key indicator. Like if you're not getting inspiration from anything, then that creative life force is getting stagnant. And so again, this could just be a situation where it's like you need to figure out how to get re-inspired, how to ignite that passion, because it's through that inspiration that you'll figure out the next step and what to do and how you're meant to share your gifts in the world. But there's just this energy around you making yourself really small or content. And 11 energy is not meant to be small. It's not meant to be content. It's meant to take risks, you know, live outside the comfort zone, express themselves, explore, all those things. It's very expansive energy. So I feel like there's going to be some kind of, whether the actual change occurs right now, this feels like a time where there's complete clarity coming in for you, where it's going to be really hard to ignore it, of what change needs to occur, right? But it does feel around finances, money, career, purpose, something like that. Second week is where we see the relationship situation come into play. And this is interesting as well, because I do feel like this can be interpreted a couple different ways. One, which I think is very, very coming in very, very strongly, is going back to swan energy of there are areas within your life where you have been self-sacrificing, where you have been over looking what you need to feel whole, to thrive. And you've been compromising or over-compromising on that to please others, to make something work that's not meant to work anymore, whatever the case may be. And I see you kind of like at your wit's end with that. Like you understand, I can't keep doing this to myself because I'm becoming too fragmented. My energy is too depleted. I feel lost. I feel, I feel stagnant or fragmented, right? The energy just feels dispersed. And I see sort of like you kind of, something might happen that sort of is like the straw that breaks the camel's back, right? Like just too much has, you just overcompromising too much, yourself sacrificing too much of yourself and what you need to where now you're starting to recognize, I can't do this anymore. I need to figure something out here. And there's this healing energy of like a coming together, right? Of like healing whatever this is. And that could mean relationships falling away. That could mean, you know, having those difficult conversations and people not understanding and you sort of feeling isolated at first. And having to be vulnerable and people taking advantage of that vulnerability or whatever the case may be, but you're meant to pull from your inner strength and figure out who you are, what you need, and how to communicate that to people and then stand behind that communication and behind that need. And stop sacrificing yourself for that, right? On the flip side of that, wait, so let me go back. So I see sort of like for those of you that resonates with, I see you kind of like really recognizing I need to make a modification here. I need to make a shift and starting to figure out how to do that and dealing with whatever sort of surfaces because of that. But in the end, you are mending yourself. You are coming together in union with yourself, right? Like you're sort of the yin and the yang of yourself is coming together. You're finding that holistic side of yourself. You're becoming whole. And that doesn't happen overnight. That takes time. But it's through the awareness and the recognition that you can begin that process. And I feel like for some of you, that recognition is taking place now, right? That clarity is coming in now around what you need. I feel that really, really strongly. So I feel like that's the message. But I also just want to mention this could be for some of you, this could sort of play out in the external as well, where it's like a relationship you've put in, and it could just be, it could be friends, family, intimate relationships, partnerships, whatever. You've put in all that you can put in, and you've sort of can't put in anymore. You see what I'm saying? Like it's a relationship that sort of the contract is now over or it's coming to completion. You recognize that. And through that recognition, you're able to part ways in a very amicable way, or that relationship shifts in energy in some way, where maybe you were romantic partners and now you're becoming best friends and you're both moving in different directions, but it doesn't have to end, messy, right? It doesn't have to be like this big, dramatic, awful experience. It can be one where it's like, thank you for what you contributed to my life. and the other person says the same thing, and you recognize the value of this person, but you also recognize that together you've sort of come to the end of the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just nothing more that you guys have to contribute to each other in that way. So again, this can be career relationships, like colleagues, friends, family, whatever. And I feel like that recognition is going to come from, again, this inner work that you're doing to figure out what you need. And perhaps that person just can't offer that to you, right? Because they're on their own journey. So this could be very external for some of you. This could be very internal for some of you. I think for majority of you, it's going to be internal as well, even if there's some external components to it. So just see how that comes in. But there's definitely a lot of healing taking place here, a lot of like coming together in a holistic way, even if your paths are parting, if it's in the external. Okay, and then this is interesting because I'm definitely seeing in the third week a major, major sort of upheaval, major change in direction, major, you know, like in tarot, this would be a tower moment. But what I want to say is, even though this big shift in direction is coming in, and let me just say this, when this big shift comes in, it's like a lightning bolt, and it comes in and it immediately shifts our awareness. It creates some kind of event that forces us to see the path that we're on and how that path is not serving us. And so we're sort of forced to shift directions, take a detour. And what I want to say is that can feel in the moment like a higher power is coming in and being vindictive and doing something punitive. But that's not the case at all. If anything, it's more like the universe is like assisting. It sees that we are on a path that is stagnating or is not to our highest good. And it comes in and it sort of manipulates the energy to shift the direction, right? To sort of force us to change direction. It's kind of like if a train is on a track and that the path that train is on is leading to a bridge that's not finished. You know, the conductor is going to shift the train track, right? There's the kind of like intersection type thing where you can change paths. I don't know if I'm explaining this very well, but that's kind of like what I'm seeing. It's like you recognize that you need to shift paths, but you don't know how to do it. And so the conductor needs to, as the passenger, right? And the conductor needs to make that decision and shift the path, shift the tracks, right? Change the track direction. That is what the universe is doing at this time. And so when that comes in, that lightning bolt energy to shift directions, it can be very uncomfortable in the moment. It can feel like a higher power is doing something to us, that life is doing something to us that we weren't ready for, that we're not comfortable with. But what I want to say is, though I see this energy coming in incredibly strongly, I also see immediately following it this sense of freedom, happiness, expansion, joy, just incredible fulfillment. And so it's almost like your higher consciousness, the universe, is doing you an incredible favor at this time. So what I would say to you is try to move as freely with this change as possible. Try to surrender to it. Try to understand that it's for your highest good and allow it to show you what it wants to show you. Allow it to take you where it's trying to take you. Don't fight this energy. Don't fight this change because, again, what's on the other side of it, and I would say almost immediately on the other side of it, like there might be a little bit of time there that's going to be challenging, but almost immediately following is just this sense of joy, childlike energy, excitement, fulfillment, growth, all of these beautiful energies. It's like you have these two polar opposites, but you have to go through that sort of lightning bolt moment, that change of direction to get you to this higher elevation. Right. And trust me, when you get to that higher elevation, you're going to be like thankful that the universe intervened, right? That this happened. So beautiful, actually, you know, I say beautiful energy. It is beautiful energy, even though in the moment it can feel a little bit challenging. So just be aware something may come in around that third week that is very pivotal a big change in direction for you. And it doesn't have to be difficult. It can just be like outside your comfort zone difficult, or, you know, challenging. But just understand that whatever this is a blessing. It's taking you somewhere that your soul is just going to be so excited and thrilled and fulfilled. And then the fourth week, this is interesting too, because it's kind of, it also works in tandem with this third week. So it's kind of like there is just this abrupt change energy coming in for you third and fourth week that is pushing you, or sort of like pushing you outside of your comfort zone. But let's put it this way. Let's say like you're in your slumber, you're nice and cozy in your warm bed, and you just want to like stay there for like all of winter, right? You want to just be nice and cozy. And, you know, that's just not possible, right? There's no expansion there. There's no growth there. And so something comes in to sort of yank you out, you know, yank the covers off, pull you out of bed, and like force you out into the play in the snow, you know, but then you're like happy that you got, that someone came in and forced you to kind of see a bigger picture, see another opportunity, you know, do something outside of your comfort zone. So it's just this energy, the third and fourth week, of really shifting you outside of your comfort zone, taking you beyond those confines, taking you beyond sort of maybe belief systems, actions that you've been doing that have been keeping you stuck or stagnant. There's just this energy coming in, and it's a very swift moving energy. It's very fast. This is something that's going to come in, and it's almost like a lightning strike where it's like, once you have this awareness, you can't go back, right? Like there's no way you're going to be able to go back to that sort of stagnant energy. This is incredible change, and this is incredible redirection. But again, where it's taking you to is going to feel much more aligned. It's going to feel much more exciting and fulfilling. So yeah, third and fourth week, definitely fast moving energy coming in to assist you in some major changes, knocking you out of your comfort zone. Might be uncomfortable at first. I would say definitely will be uncomfortable at first, but just know where it's taking you, right? And I definitely feel like September for you, for 11s, is about that inner work, is about, again, figuring out what you want and what you need. And then again, what you're willing to compromise on and what you absolutely are not willing to compromise on. And then moving with that energy, right? Moving with that, understanding that, figuring that out. So, and I think you're going to have a lot of assistance at the end of the month by the universe. So, you know, take the assistance, you know, just move with it the best that you can, because I promise you where it's taking you, and it might not be right away, it might take a little bit of time, but where it's taking you is going to feel much more aligned for you, okay? So, 11s, not that I would expect anything less, but this is a very powerful month for you all. You know, embrace it the best that you can embrace it. Don't fight it, and just, yeah, do the work when you can do the work and see where it takes you, because this energy this month is really assisting you in stepping into that 11 energy. And that's, you know, that's what you came here for. So, whew. All right. I hope this is a good month for you all. Thank you so much for listening, 11s. Take care. Bye for now.